moving along, can we have a verse or an example of lordship to help understand the difference from headship? They're also quite clear that you already explained headship, so you don't have to go over that. Can we have an example or a verse of lordship to help us understand the difference from headship?
Philippians chapter 2 and 10 and 11 tells us that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, things in heaven, things on earth, things under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. So here's the decree. Every knee, regardless of where that knee is found, in heaven, in earth, under the earth, even in the lake of fire, there will be those who will have to confess Jesus Christ is Lord. So there's nobody who is exempt. Those who bow now are believers, but then their unbelievers will have to bow. It will not change their condition. It will not change their position, but they have to bow and say that he is Lord.
Just to read another verse to suggest, if I understood the question correctly, that lordship is connected with commandments. You do what the Lord said. For example, after all what Paul set up in 1 Corinthians, we come to 1 Corinthians 14, and he said the following: if any man think himself to be prophet or spiritual, let him acknowledge that the things I write unto you are the commandments of the Lord. And since we're not going to go through the headship, we said headship is not commandments. It's influence. But lordship has to do with commandments. And the Apostle Paul gives a clear verse that these are the commandments of the Lord.
One more thought to add to this. Lordship is individual. That's emphasizing the individual aspect. Headship emphasizes the collective aspect. The one does not exclude the other. They go together. But they need to be distinct, distinguish them. And when Peter spoke in Acts 2, he said that the Lord Jesus had been made Lord and head. Lord and Christ. Christ is really the head in the glory now. So he's the anointed head over the body. And so that emphasized the collective side of things. But we should not separate them. We distinguish them.
At the conversion of Paul the apostle on the way to Damascus, and I think Brother John referred to this, the first thing he said to him, what wouldst thou have me do, Lord, in Acts 9. Also a verse in Colossians, and the brethren told us that in Colossians we see the headship, we also see the lordship. He says in chapter 2, verse 6, as ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him. So he conducts my walk.
I was thinking of very similar verses in 1 John chapter 2 and also similar to commandments as well. He who says, I know him and does not keep his commandments is a liar and the truth is not in him. But whoever keeps his word, truly the love of God is perfected in him. By this we know that we are in him. He who says he abides in him ought himself also to walk just as he walked. So, if he is the Lord of my life, he is my Lord, I will obey his commandments and walk as he walked. I think that's the practical way to put it as well.